Hello again, my dear leadership students. Today we are exploring very fast this chapter 15 because it is the last chapter of the book of Mr. Daft, but we are using it as complementary chapter of the very first one chapter. So the starting and the ending of this journey, they are merging together. So I will go through it, jumping a little bit here and there, according to the topics we are following and we followed during this course. The title of the chapter is Leading the Change, and leading the change is the environment in which we are, and this course is meant to know and to learn how to become leader. But not simple leader. How to become leader in a transformative and in a changing world. So the learning objectives of this chapter are: recognize the environmental forces creating a need for change in today's organizations. Describe the qualities of a change leader and how leaders can serve as role models for change. Implement the 8-stage model of planned change. This is very important. I will go through it one by one because I want to deliver to you exactly what this means. And use appreciative inquiry AI to engage people in creating change by focusing on the positive and learning from success. Apply technique of enabling immersion, facilitating brainstorming, promoting lateral thinking, allowing pauses, and nurturing creative intuition to expand one's own and others' creativity and facilitate organizational innovation. About this point, in this tutorial, we will not go deep one by one because we will have a full, a complete webinar about this kind of techniques and tools, okay? Which are, for example, the mindfulness and emotional intelligence and different level of personal mastery too. So in this tutorial, I will skip some slides. Provide a positive emotional attractor, supportive relationships, repetition of new behaviors, participation and involvement, and after-action reviews to overcome resistance and help people change. This exhibit is very important because in the center, the very focus is the need for change. And we are all in that blue circle. We are there all together and we have to do something for this change and transformative period. So which are the forces need for a change? The technological advances, okay? We have to learn to be leader also of the technology and not to be passive about it. The globalization, the social media and the information revolution, so the different impact we are having. Economic turbulence, shifting social attitudes, rapid changing market forces. We are always struggling with black swans coming and we didn't expect and we are not able to face. What is a black swan? I will tell you in one of our webinar. E-business and mobile commerce and increasing regulation. These are the main forces designed by Daft. Okay, keep in mind this tool and you will understand why we are in this need for a change. But there is always a but. There is always the reverse of the same medal. So resistance to change, because it's not easy to welcome this change and to manage and lead this change. So resistance to change is natural, even if it is for betterment. So we are accustomed to be and to behave and to feel something. So it's very hard for us to change, to shift. Okay. Leaders should be prepared and find ways to enable people to see the value in changes. So thanks to our leaders, we can wear the glasses of the change. Because without glasses for the change, we cannot see the value in changing, okay? Characteristics of leader as a change agent. Define themselves as change leaders first, and be self-aware about their new role and mission, because it is a mission, really. Demonstrate courage. Believe in employees being responsible. This important word, responsibility, is much more important than power. Being responsible means being able to give a response about something. It's not easy. We will learn to do it. Assimilate and articulate values that promote adaptability. Recognize and learn from their own mistakes. Because one of the most important words of a leader is, I know I mistake, I can mistake, self-awareness about. Have vision and are capable of managing complexity, uncertainty, and ambiguity. And these three itty are in we are. Oh, and this is the 8-stage model of planned organizational change. This I decided to share with you exactly the word of Daft, because I want to be very close to his words. So, first, light a fire for a change. From Daft words, he says, leaders communicate the urgency for change in a way that touches people's emotion. In other words, they help people feel for change, rather than giving them just facts and figures. Okay? A great leader has to improve your ability in this emotional ability. Second, get the right people on board. Because leadership, I'm used to say this with my students in my face-to-face class, leadership is not the leader's ship. Okay? Ego-centered is not leader's ship. It's leadership. It's the process of leading. And is a big boat on which the leader is with his or her followers. So, for successful change, leaders build a strong coalition, I would say bond, with people sharing commitment to the need of this change, for this change, and to make them seeing this possible change, okay? Third, paint a compelling picture. People need to see a clear vision of you as leader you have in your mind, and a clear strategy in which you inspire them to believe that a better future is possible and they can achieve it through their actions, through their evolution with your help. Very important point. Fourth point, communicate the change widely. Communicate. As Adler says, Adler is an important leadership researcher and professor, communication is the sister of leadership. So, communicate. Change leaders' model, the new behaviors needed from the employees. Okay? Communicate, share. 5, remove obstacles and empower people to act. So, help people. Don't be you, leader, an obstacle. Help people to remove them. And in this way, you can help them achieve and celebrate quick wins. In the name of sharing, once you achieve some goals, you have to celebrate the win with your employees or your people. Okay? 7, keep it moving. Once we change something, okay, that is not finished. It's just the first step of the change. So keep it moving and change the remaining issues with some other strategies, with some other actions, accomplishing them, okay? Achieving the big vision. So small vision, build a big vision. And make changes stick. At this stage, Duft says, leaders look for ways to institutionalize the new approach, striving to integrate the new values and patterns into everyone's work habit. In some way, under this 8th point, I can see something about lean leadership, lean management, the 5S. So maybe standardize these changes and keeping alive some way. Okay? So these are the 8 stage model that can really help us in being 360 degrees leader, ready also to fight or to challenge and to face challenges coming from outside. Okay? And with this main circle, I think I conclude this speech and this tutorial about leading in a changing world. Thank you for listening, and I wish you to be and to learn to be great leaders. See you soon.